Fallout from Monday's private summit and public press conference with Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin continue to dominate the news. Let's assess American regard for Russia with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, we've seen a good deal of bipartisan accord in the wake of President Trump's questioning of the extent of Moscow's interference in U.S. elections. What do Americans make of the relationship with Russia?
Well, we've looked back at our data, all of which were collected, I should say, before the events of the last several days. So these are pre-existing sentiments towards Russia, and they're all negative, even among Republicans. Bipartisan consensus on an unfavorable view of Russia as a country, and bipartisan consensus on not liking Putin. Now, there are some differences. One of the changes we've seen in the data over the last couple of years with Trump in office is Republicans becoming a little more, modestly more positive on all those measures, but they're still well below the majority line. So just to repeat, when we look at the pre-existing context, which was there when Trump went to Helsinki to meet with the Russian leader, we have 72% of Americans who said unfavorable towards Russia. We had 66% who said Russia was an enemy or at least unfriendly. And we had 72% who were negative towards Putin. And that's all Americans put together. There are partisan gaps there, but not nearly as big as we see gaps on partisanship by many, many other measures that we've talked about, Dave.
Frank, this week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that intelligence assessments are clear that Russian leader Putin ordered an influence campaign. Is there any ambiguity in the minds of Americans over this issue?
All the polling that I look at, including a couple of spot polls that have been done since the Helsinki summit with Putin and the fallout that came thereafter, show that Americans clearly, the majority of Americans clearly do think that Russians were involved in meddling, if that's the right word, in U.S. elections.
Frank, in advance of Senate judiciary hearings regarding Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, has the public had time to make an informed opinion of him?
Well, it's always unclear exactly how informed American opinions are about these nominees. But one thing we've done here at Gallup, Dave, going all the way back to Bork, remember him, Robert Bork, who was nominated by Ronald Reagan back in 87? For most of the nominees, we've gone in pretty soon after they were nominated and ask a very basic question. Would you like to see the Senate vote in favor of the nominee serving on the Supreme Court or not? So we put Brett Kavanaugh in that same context, and what we're finding here is that the support for his nomination is the lowest that we've seen across a wide number of nominees. 41% of Americans say the Senate should vote in favor, 37% not in favor. For Neil Gorsuch, who was the last nominee, of course, it was 45%, 32, a little more positive. And then we can go back in time. Let me just pick out one. John Roberts, who was nominated by George W. Bush to be Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, 59% of Americans back in 05 said Senate should vote in favor of John Roberts. So I think it's reflecting of polarization out there. Democrats are just much more likely to say no, no, no to anybody that Trump nominates. Republicans more likely to say yes, yes, yes. So Kavanaugh has now found himself caught in this partisan divide that probably mirrors the very close margin of the vote that's going to come in the Senate.
Is another variable potentially that being that it is perceived that the complexion of the court will fundamentally change at this juncture if he is sworn into office?
That's a good point. We don't know that for sure, but it may be that informed voters, when they answer our questions, are aware of the fact that this may be somewhat more of an important nominee in terms of, as you say, changing the complexion of the court than might have been the case for some of the other nominees who are going to replace somebody of a similar ilk and therefore didn't have much impact.
Frank, what's the most important problem that Americans cite this month?
This is new. Immigration. We have repeatedly, as we've talked about, seen every month when we ask what's the most important problem facing the country, found Americans saying dysfunctional government. Democrats saying Trump, Republicans saying nothing gets done, resistance to Trump, whatever it was, government has been number one. But this month, for the first time in a long time, immigration won. And in fact, we have more Americans now citing immigration as the most important problem facing the country than at any time in our history of asking this question, which goes back to the 1930s. So it's really an amazing shift in our data. What's causing it? Well, Republicans are very likely to mention immigration. Over a third of Republicans off the top of their head said immigration is the number one problem facing the country. But we're now up to almost 20% of Democrats who say immigration. And I think what we're seeing here, Dave, is not that Democrats think the underlying fundamental issue of immigration is that potent of a problem. But what they're saying is that the Trump administration policies relating to immigration, for example, separating children from their parents when they come illegally into this country, that has become a major problem. So on both sides now, we're having Americans telling us immigration is the top problem facing the country, beating out dysfunctional government.
Frank, once upon a time, and for the longest time when we spoke, it was the economy is number one. Where does that rank now?
When we put every measure of the economy together, we net them out, as we say, and that would include general mentions of the economy, jobs, unemployment, the deficit, trade, anything we can think of. We throw those all into a basket, 14%. And that's one of the lowest percents mentioning the economy that we have, going all the way back to the dot-com boom, when we found a slightly lower percent back there in the late 1990s. So we can clearly say that unlike other points in time, when we had over 80% of Americans saying the economy was the top problem, for example, in 2009 after the recession, we're now down to, again, where very small numbers on a relative basis of Americans off the top of their head, when we call them up, say something relating to the economy is the country's top problem.
Frank, we have a moment left. How about leaving us with something good?
Well, we ask Americans, what is going right in the country today? Since Americans are saying that the economy is not the most important problem, that they would say it's the thing that's going right. And that's absolutely right. 37% come back and say it's the economy and low unemployment and things relating to that. Now, I have to say the number two response is nothing, or I don't have an answer to that. And what we find looking at the data is that a lot of Democrats, when we ask this positive question, what do you think is the most important thing going well, scratch their heads, at least I think that's what they're doing when we call them up, and they say, well, I really can't think of anything. Because, of course, Democrats are thinking about Trump and the Republican control of the government. So that's number two, 19%. And then 14% say that what's going well in the country today is that people are coming together and protesting and getting involved in government, things along those lines. And again, a lot of Democrats mention that, and we think they're talking about response to the presidency and the current administration. So when we look at it, we have unemployment's the number one thing going right. Nothing is the number two thing going right in this country. Civic involvement, people coming together, is number three. And number four, a wide variety of mentions of some very specific aspects of things like health care and foreign affairs and some other things like that.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.